This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, real quick, if you want to call in at any time, you may. 1-866-582-9933. You have over 107 affiliates across the United States of America listening to you right now, as well as broadcasting into 53 different countries. Please stick to the topic or bring to the table which may intertwine itself or adhere itself to the conversation in which we're having. 1-866-582-9933. Let's get to it. America, did you forget about, now listen, this is just like everything else they do, or they're allowed to do, let me say it that way. Did you forget about the created fake news legalization from 2016? Which is being played out today. And it's interesting. They passed something called the legalization of fake news back in 2016 from that of criminal foreign sodomite Barack Hussein Obama, who admitted he's a foreigner, which means everything he did during his tenure is null and void. And a majority of what he did, regardless if he was illegally the president of the United States of America or not, it matters not because it was null and void because it ran antithetical or in direct contrast to the United States Constitution, period. But again, the American people don't know the difference, so they'll always get away with whatever you let them get away with. But you have your government in so many different facets, but the one I'm talking about right now is creating and legalizing fake news. And then they have the audacity through totalitarian methods to accuse you of what they're guilty of. Who said that? Joseph Goebbels, minister under Adolf Hitler. Okay? And I'm going to talk about this in just a moment. Harry S. Truman said that for some time I have been disturbed by the way that the CIA has been diverted from its original assignment. It has become an operational and at sometimes a policy-making arm of the government. Null and void. Where did they delegate authority, friends, to become an agency to work against we, the people in this country? Or even on a global scale, for the most part. Where's the constitutional validation when it comes to the very questions that I'm proposing to you even now? They don't have it. Did you know that President Harry S. Truman said of the Central Intelligence Agency that he would never have agreed to the formulation of the CIA back in 1947 if he had known it would become the American Gestapo? Yes, that's exactly what he said. What are we talking about? We're talking about America. Did you forget about the created fake news legalization from 2016, which is being played out today, signed into unlaw through policy which counters law and undermines the U.S. Constitution under that of criminal Barack Hussein Obama. And a criminal he is. Okay? I want you to listen to this, and I'm going to get back to that topic. All laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. Marbury versus Madison in 1803. All laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. Well, what's the presupposition again? That God is. He's the author and the finisher of who we are as a country. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, the 7th President of the United States of America said, talking about the presupposition, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Okay? Even going before him, William Blackstone, English Common Law, he said, no law that is contrary to God's moral law can be enacted. Okay? So I got a question, America. With that said, taking it off the same trunk but a different branch, in parallel, how is it that they've advocated the legalization of murdering babies up until the time that they're born or even before? Where did they get that delegated authority from? Because it didn't come from we the people. Thomas Jefferson said, Eliot, page 4, 187 and 188, he said, every law consistent with the Constitution will have been made in pursuance of the powers granted by it. They've never been given it. Every usurpation or law repugnant to it cannot have been made in pursuance of its powers. The latter will be nugatory, null and void. Nugatory and void, said Thomas Jefferson. He was the main architect of the Declaration of Independence, right? Alexander Hamilton said, Eliot 2, 362, the laws of Congress, we the people's voice, are restricted to a certain sphere within a scope of authority given, delegated by we the people, because God bestowed rights unto us, and we delegated authority to those that might entrust those that might what? Represent we the people. They are no longer supreme or binding, he said. In the same manner, the states have certain independent power in which their laws are supreme. What's supreme? The laws, the U.S. Constitution, and the enumerated laws found within, not without. Many know today in America that said representatives, regardless of what capacity, friends, are operating out of their scope of authority on a daily basis. Okay? William Davy, Pennsylvania, page 277. This Constitution, as to the powers therein granted, is constantly to be the supreme law of the land. It is not the supreme law in the exercise of a power not granted. How is it that they are operating through a power not granted? Talking about, did you forget about the creative fake news legalization from 2016, which is being played out today? The CIA-controlled media is warring against who we are as a people in an attempt through authoritarian or totalitarian means to overthrow America as you know it, to create a global government. That's what's happening today. No one can deny this any longer, can they? Oh, that's just a conspiracy theory. Yeah, well, read Jeremiah 11:9, brother, because it's being played out in real time, isn't it? Okay. Alexander Hamilton, The Federalist Papers, 33. It will not, I presume, have escaped observation that it expressly confines the supremacy to laws made pursuant to the Constitution, not to the opinions of men. Alexander Hamilton said in The Federalist Papers, number 78, there is no position which depends on clearer principles than that every act of a delegated authority, what we give them, contrary to the commission under which it is exercised, is void. They are running contrary to the commission, friends. No legislative act, therefore, contrary to the Constitution of the United States of America. No legislative act, therefore, contrary to the Constitution, can be valid. How are they getting away with the things that they're getting away with? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and this day, a sissified Christianity sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We'll probably be talking about this tomorrow, but we have non-military federal agencies under Donald Trump expanding into an enormous arsenal. The DHS is buying 5 bullets for every American man, woman, and child. The IRS spent $600,000. The IRS spent $600,000 on ammunition, but refused to disclose it to the GAO. Wow. We're going to be talking about this tomorrow. Boy, I didn't know that that's what that agency was created for. What are we talking about right now? We're talking about constitutionality, friends. Of things that are implemented, that are laid to the back of the American people, that are completely illegal. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, America, did you forget about the created fake news legalization from 2016, which is being played out today? I just highlighted the fact, friends. The Federalist Papers 78, Alexander Hamilton. There is no position which depends on clearer principles than that every act of a delegated authority, what we give government, friends, they're an extension of we the people who are the government, contrary to the commission under which it is exercised, is void if it runs contrary or antithetical to the Constitution of the United States. It's void. It's void. No legislative act, therefore, contrary to the Constitution, can be valid. This is coming from Alexander Hamilton. This is coming from the third president of the United States of America. This is coming from many of our founding fathers, many of our signers of the Declaration of Independence and the signers of the U.S. Constitution. Remember, in the year of our Lord, 1787, boy, oh boy. Harry S. Truman, line upon line, precept upon precept, said, For some time, I have been disturbed by the way the CIA has been diverted from its original assignment. It's been and has become an operational and at times a policy-making arm of the government. Who gave them delegated authority to do this? Nobody did. Nobody did. Folks, they're passing what they call legislation into law, which runs counter to our law, called fake news. They're the creators of fake news that are attacking people like me and others that are giving you the news that exposes them for their crimes. Read Luke 12:2 when you get a moment. Harry S. Truman said of the Central Intelligence Agency that he would have never been agreed to or have agreed to the formulation of the CIA back in 1947. Why, Harry? He said if he had known it would become the American Gestapo. I mean, just think of this. He compared the CIA to the American Gestapo, Hitler's SS. Now, why would the President of the United States of America make such a charge? I mean, we all know the Gestapo was a secret state police of Nazi Germany, a secret state police of Nazi Germany. And by the way, I'm here first and foremost to tell you that that secret state police is in operation in the United States of America, and it has been for a long time. They're not being talked about. They're operating covert-like, incognito. You don't know who they are. They just have their little point men and their useful idiots. Call themselves CIA agents, not all of them. But for the most part, they put them out there as their point man. And they front for these organizations that run in a secret state. As a secret state police in the United States of America. They were never, as a matter of fact, if that wasn't the case, then why is the CIA ruling the roost when it comes to the media, the mainstream media? Going back to the Gestapo, which was a secret state police of Nazi Germany, they were given authority to investigate cases of their own definition of treason. What's happening today? Under, friends, the Patriot Act, which should be rightly called the Act of Tyranny, which was implemented after September 11th, without one person, one representative, reading that legislation that was which was passed at 3:30 a.m. in the morning. Not one read this said legislation called the Patriot Act at 3:30 in the morning. And what did it do? It created more bureaucracies to do what? To overthrow people like me. Okay? Just seen a thing yesterday, a constitutional attorney talking about how there are agencies that are zeroing in on ministries, on conservatives, on patriots across the United States of America, trying to snuff them out, to shut them up. Well, we see that happening through Facebook. We see that happening through Twitter. We see that happening through YouTube. We see that happening through big tech companies like Google and the such, Yahoo, the mainstream media. And what are they doing? They're accusing you of the very things that they're guilty of. Isn't that exactly what the Gestapo did? You better bet your bottom dollar it did. And I know that there's many out there that are saying, Bradley, that's just extreme. No, what you tolerate is extreme. Your ignorance is extreme. Let me just say it that way. Read Hosea 4:6. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Are you being destroyed right now? Nobody can deny that you are. Well, then who's doing it? Let me ask you the question. The people that you put your trust into. And why is it happening? Because you hold fast to deceit. You hold fast to deceit unto your own demise. Again, the Gestapo was given authority to investigate cases of their own definition of treason. Look at the definition of what a terrorist is, according to the DHS, by the way. Espionage, sabotage, and criminal attacks on the Nazi Party. Listen to this. And criminal attacks on the Nazi Party. The Nazi Party was attacking everybody, killing off opposition within and without. And they called it the attacks on the Nazi Party. Yep, it's the same thing that we're seeing today. Again, totalitarianism. Read Isaiah 5:20. They put darkness for light and light for darkness, right? And by the way, the criminal attacks on the Nazi Party in Germany, history teaches us they were all self-inflicted. Of course they were. What's happening today? Same exact thing. Harry Truman then went on to say, for some time I have been disturbed by the way that the CIA has been diverted from its original assignment. It has become an operational and at times a policy-making arm of the government. So a policy-making arm of the government. Let's think about that. Okay, it has to run congruent with the laws that God has established. If it runs in contrast to that, guess what? They're null and void. So when we're talking about policy, right, which are laid thousands upon the backs of the American people on a yearly basis by government who's not been given the authority to enslave their own people, which it is. In fact, that's exactly what it is when they call it policy, because law that God has established liberates men in Christ. John 8:36, read it when you get a moment. And also 2 Corinthians 3:17 talks about where the Spirit of the Lord there is liberty. If it doesn't produce liberty, then what is it? It's not law. It's policy. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 policies, friends, then get back to God's 10. It's that simple. So a policy-making arm of the government. In other words, we know we have the government working and representing the government and its interests in spite of the people that they are to serve, which are in fact the government. Now, let me take it a step further. Policies, in fact, circumvent and undermine constitutional law. How do they circumvent? They play them off the right and the left. Okay? They get you caught up into the little game that they're playing through smoke and mirrors. Nobody's ever prosecuted, by the way. Have you ever noticed that? They pass something that's completely unconstitutional. They accuse each other's side. And at the end of the day, they come up with a compromise because they used Hegelian dialectic, two steps forward and one foot back. They got their foot in the door, didn't they? Yeah? Who loses every single time, America? You do. Who gains every single time? The corrupt. How are they corrupt? Well, they just transgress the law through policy, which undermines constitutional law. And by the way, let me put it into perspective for you. It's not law because they're not law in which they pass. Remember, policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. Going back to, did you forget about the created fake news legalization, they call it, from 2016, which is being played out today? An article was written at Common Dreams on Monday, December 26, 2016, called Under the Cover of Christmas. Notice when they passed this. Under the cover of Christmas, Obama establishes a controversial anti-propaganda agency, which what? Promotes propaganda. Notice what they called it. An anti-propaganda agency that creates propaganda? No. No, friends. See what they're doing? They're setting these things up and establishing them, friends, to war against the American people in which they are called to serve. See, you have the employee kicking up against the employer. And if we don't get this straight, don't expect them to correct themselves, friends, because criminals don't do that. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump sent out a tweet accusing his former attorney, Michael Cohen, of committing perjury in front of a House committee this week because of some previous remarks that Cohen had made in book manuscripts. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio sits on the House Oversight Committee. He's asking the Justice Department to look into other instances of perjury.
We think there are at least six occasions where, in yesterday's testimony, where Mr. Cohen said things that were not accurate. The biggest one, of course, is the fact that he denied that he ever wanted to work at the White House. He's on tape saying if offered a job at the White House, he'd take it 100%.
A state of emergency is in effect for parts of Northern California that were hit by deadly flooding. A man drowned in Ferndale, California, after being swept away by fast-moving floodwaters. Heavy rain in Sonoma County has sent the Russian River to its highest stage in 25 years and turned two towns into virtual islands. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Okay, we're talking about, friends, listen to this. Barack Hussein Obama in 2016 created something called fake news. Okay? They passed this under the cover of Christmas on December 26th of 2016. And it was established by Barack Hussein Obama as an anti-propaganda agency. They're promoting propaganda, okay? They're using it as the guise to attack anybody that disagrees with their propaganda. And it's exactly what's been going on since Donald Trump has been in office in a major way. Look at how emboldened the tech companies have become, friends. Where are the laws to stand against what these people are doing? They don't have the freedom of speech. And don't tell me about how this is their platform and they can do whatever they want to do with it. Really? If I tried to do that, or if you tried to do that, you'd have your little backsides pulled into court within 2 weeks. They promulgate. They advocate. Okay? Propaganda. And if you don't agree with big tech companies, they call it hate speech and then they censor you? Really? Let me ask you something, smarty pants, for those that agree that they have a right to go ahead and, you know, go ahead and censor whoever they will. Okay? What happens when the phone companies don't like your conversation? And they say they're not going to take your money anymore and they're going to shut down your phone line. Is that legal? Wow, come on, Bradley. Come on, Bradley. You're convicting me of my stupidities right now. That's my job. If you're not half angry with the preacher, it means he's not doing his job. What happens when the electric company doesn't like your conversation? or maybe something that you make in business or sell in business? Is it okay for them to pull the plug so you don't have no longer have any electricity in your home? Is that okay then? You need to think about what's going on here, friends, because it is to that extreme right now. An article was written at Common Dreams on Monday, December 26, 2016, called Under the Cover of Christmas. And notice again when they passed it. And notice the name again, friends. Anti-propaganda agency that does nothing but promote propaganda. And then what they do is they go out and create their political oppositions just like any other dictator does. And then they censor them and shut them down. And then you're led to believe, and you stand back with your hands up in the air and say, well, they can do whatever they want to do. Hey, I want to tell you how this was passed, by the way, friends. Speaking of big tech companies. Adam Johnson wrote, it's own all these not at all important laws are smuggled into the NDAA that are signed on Christmas Eve with basically no public debate. Of course, when did they pass it? During Christmas. Why would they have to do that? Why would they have to do it in a corner? Well, it sounds like the IRS, doesn't it? It sounds like many other unconstitutional agencies, doesn't it, friends? And unconstitutional bills and policies that they pass to throw on the backs of the American people while they themselves exempt, hey, folks, exempt themselves from it. It's like Obamacare. Man, they were all for it. They all said, hey, man, they followed John Roberts, that criminal himself, the black-robed injustice. Right? Well, he calls it a tax. Romney Care, Obamacare. Now it's called American Health Care. He called it a tax. Really? How did you do that? Well, he just made it up. Again, the people didn't know. They'll just follow in pursuit because they believe in the United States that whatever I say goes. And it's settled law. You are incorrect. They are not the final arbiter. God is. Period. It's their job to discover and apply. Nothing more, nothing less. Isn't it interesting how they all exempted themselves from that good idea that they had called Obamacare that's mandatory that every American in this country has to pay for? Where did they derive that just authority from, friends? Where did they derive that delegated authority from? They derived it from the pit of hell. Where they seek counsel from their father, John 8:44. Then they exempt themselves from it. Such a good idea for you and me, friends, but they exempt themselves from it. Such a good idea for me and you, friends, but they exempt themselves from it. By the way, a federal judge did his job just recently and rendered Obamacare unconstitutional. He's exactly right. Get behind good government, America, because there's good people in government. And we need to get behind them. I want you to listen to this to further solidify the point of what we're talking about, just to show you how government is behind this, how the CIA is behind control of the media. And I want you to listen carefully to this audio of Operation Mockingbird, which was released to the people, folks, 3 decades ago.
This is a matter of real concern. That planted stories intended to serve a national purpose abroad came home and were circulated here and believed here because this would mean that the CIA could manipulate the news in the United States by channeling it through some foreign country. And we're looking at that very carefully.
Do you have any people being paid by the CIA who are contributing to a major circulation American journal?
We do have people who submit pieces to two American journals.
Do you have any people paid by the CIA who are working for television networks?
This, I think, gets into the kind of getting into the details, Mr. Chairman, that I'd like to get into in executive session.
Yeah.
At CBS.
Without public debate.
We had been contacted by the CIA. As a matter of fact, by the time I became the head of the whole news and public affairs operation in 1954, the ships had been established, and I was told about them and asked if I'd carry on with them.
We have quite a lot of detailed information, and we will evaluate it, and we will include any evidence of wrongdoing or any evidence of impropriety in our final report and make recommendations.
Do you have any people being paid by the CIA who are contributing to the National News Services, AP and UPI?
Well, again, I think we're getting into the kind of detail, Mr. Chairman, that I'd prefer to handle in executive session.
Senator, do you think you named the news organizations in your final report?
That remains to be decided.
I think it was entirely in order for our correspondents at that time to make use of the CIA agent chiefs of station and other members of the executive staff of CIA as sources of information which were useful in their assessments of world conditions.
Would you say that continues today?
Well, I would think probably for a reporter it would continue today, but because of all of the revelations of the period of the 1970s, it seems to me that a reporter's got to be much more circumspect in doing it now, or he runs the risk of at least being looked at with considerable disfavor by the public. I think you've got to be much more careful about it.
Folks, are you listening to this? Do you understand the conversation? This is Operation Mockingbird, the CIA media control program that's been known to the American people for 3 and 4 decades, friends. This isn't brand new. But what we're talking about is, America, did you forget about the created fake news legalization, they call it, from 2016, which is being played out today? Do you realize the whole conversation we're having right now is completely illegal? We should lay the axe to the root of the tree and not have this conversation any further. Why? Because there's no legal validity to this conversation that they're having. Instead of you answering their questions, why don't you begin to ask them your constitutional, lawful questions? Where did you derive your just powers? And once you do that, friends, you have it now in scope. You have now laid the burden of proof upon them rather than them on you. Monday, December 26, 2016, Obama signs a controversial anti-propaganda agency which does nothing but advocate for propaganda. There was no public debate whatsoever. They didn't want you to hear about this. Now we're in 2019, friends, and you're trying to figure out what's going on. Well, they did this 3 years ago. And they've been doing this for a long time, by the way. And they can't stand behind said laws and say what the media is doing today is legal, as if to suggest they cannot be held liable for defamation, slander, lying, whatever the case may be. Again, notice that it was signed on Christmas Eve while everyone was enjoying the Christmas holiday and taking a much-needed break from the circus of politics that they are the actors in and the agents of their particular special interest groups. Notice also, as I just said, there was no public debate because they didn't want the people to know what it was that they were enacting upon you unlawfully. In the final hours before the Christmas holiday weekend, U.S. President Barack Hussein Obama on Friday quietly signed the 2017, listen to the name that they used, National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, into law. It's not law, friends. And buried within, so you wouldn't see the $619 billion military budget, a controversial provision that establishes a national anti-propaganda center that critiques and critics warn would be dangerous for press freedoms. They did it anyways, America. Do you realize what's happening? They're trying to silence you now, friends. They're trying to disarm you, friends. They're opening the doors to individuals from the Middle East that want to conquer you, America. They want illegals coming in from the southern border, America. Are you paying attention to what's...
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again, folks, talking about the America, did you forget about the created fake news legalization, they call it, from 2016, which is being played out today. Called an anti-propaganda implementation, which advocates propaganda, accusing people that are telling the truth of fake news, right? Can we say Snopes? Can we say Facebook? Can we say Twitter? Can we say Google, Yahoo, the mainstream media? Hiding behind a bunch of crooks because they think now it's legal to attack the truth. The truth, friends. The laws, friends, that keep us free. And that's what dictators do. In 2017, criminal Barack Hussein Obama signed the 2017 National Defense Authorization Act under NDAA. They say into law and buried within the $619 billion military budget. Buried. Why? So you wouldn't see it. Notice the acronym NDAA stands for the National Defense Authorization Act. Sounds good, doesn't it? Yeah. Folks, how many times have I said what they say and what they do are two different things? Yeah. National Defense Authorization Act to advocate propaganda? That's not defending, that's attacking. Folks, they don't want to raise eyebrows, and furthermore, they can create names like this because they know all the while that no one would dare talk down a bill with a name like National Defense. Also take note that it was buried within the $619 billion military budget. You know, again, we were warned from President Eisenhower of the military-industrial complex on January 17, 1961. Right? Military budget. See the correlation? See where the money's going? This bill was not out in the open. It had been hidden. Tax dollars being illegally dispersed and allocated to programs that suppress the very laws that they had been entrusted to uphold, which makes them outlaws, namely the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Still, again, it was sold to the American people as anti-propaganda when, in fact, it was written and funded to promote propaganda. This is the mindset of the minions of hell that are warring against you, that you have been led to believe that they're there to protect you and to uphold the Constitution, so help me God. Folks, this again is like much like the Patriot Act, which was implemented at 3:30 in the morning without giving adequate time for any one representative to read before voting on it after September 11, 2001. How much speculation, friends, is there around the perpetrators of September 11, 2001 if we would just listen to our forefathers and follow in their footsteps? Who would know better than them? If tyranny or oppression ever come into this land, it will come in the disguise of fighting a foreign enemy. What's still being played out, friends? Now, 19 years later, we're being told that we're the terrorists and the Muslims are home. And we better comply with them that mean to come here and to conquer. And if not, then you're a hater and you're a bigot and you're a racist. Let them call me what they will. Folks, the act undermines the United States Constitution again while setting up agencies which target the government's political opposition, namely Christians, Acts 11:26, constitutionalists, patriots, and or conservatives. Now remember, the Gestapo did the same exact thing after Hitler attacked his own Reichstag. You do know that, right? You do know that history. They created various security police forces to combine them on a later date in one force. You know, you have Homeland Security, TSA, CIA, FBI. What's happening? These agencies have no more credibility. They've been found to be treasonous. Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. Luke 22, verse 48. As they continuously kiss you, as they sell you out for a little silver. They just don't know that the rope's right behind them as they commit suicide like that of Judas, right? All politics aimed at Christ and his church end in self-destruction, said George Whitefield. Now, the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act, introduced by Republican Senator Rob Portman of Ohio, establishes the Global Engagement Center under the State Department, which coordinates efforts to recognize, understand, expose, and counter foreign state and non-state propaganda and disinformation efforts aimed at undermining the United States' national security interests. Who does that more than your said representatives? Nobody does. Furthermore, this said law authorizes grants to non-governmental agencies to help collect and store examples in print, online, and social media disinformation, whatever they render it to be, friends, misinformation and propaganda directed at the U.S. and its allies, as well as the counter efforts by foreign entities to use disinformation, misinformation, and propaganda to influence the policies and social and political stability of the United States and allied nations. In other words, the CIA is going to dictate all media outlets in the United States through the six corporations which own them and on a global basis. The law said, as they call it, it's not law, it runs counter to law, authorizes grants to non-governmental agencies. Really? Wow, that's pretty convenient. Did you delegate that authority, America? And I'm going to keep bringing that up to you, and I'm going to keep asking you the question. And when you keep saying no, I'm going to stand back and ask you, then why is it happening? What constitutes, or should I say, what constituent has delegated authority to his representatives to allocate funds to non-governmental agencies? I thought that was the problem. Nope, friends, mask off. Their mask has been off for a long time. Government is merely securing their position against the American people, which is the opposite of their purpose. Again, this is tyranny. It also is to further indemnify themselves from the consequences of what they are responsible for in creating in these types of bills. Guess who the first director is? The new law comes weeks before the New York billionaire assumes the presidency amid national outrage over the spread of fake news and what many say is foreign interference in the election, both which are accused of enabling Trump's victory. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Listen to what he said. Both which are accused of enabling Trump's victory. Both sides which are accused of enabling Trump's victory. Of course. Pro wrestling at its very worst. Create your political enemies. Deliver up a guy that looks like the hero. Just like Karl Pike said of the Masons, when the people need a hero, we'll deliver him up. When are you going to wake up, Trumpites? So what we have here is the CIA-controlled media creating fake news and then turning on the free press and accusing them of fake news for telling the truth on them, only to further garner more control over the internet and media resources abroad. Did I forget to tell you, friends, that this was written in October of 2018? Just wanted to share that with you. What's being played out today, friends? Another warning went unheeded, didn't it? Yep. They want control, friends. They want no opposition to their propaganda. They want it one-sided. They want it biased, in which you will have to see it their way or no way. Look to Facebook, as I said, Twitter, Google, and their latest stunt of censoring and shadow banning much of the government's political opposition, which proves the point of what it is that they are involved with here. This is all un-American. This is all un-American government, friends. This is foreign to America, what's going on in this country. Look to the local media paper outlets who are all feeding from the same source, the same pig's trough. They want controlled talking points and controlled dialogue where nothing else is permissible but what they say and what they release as being permissible. They've even gone so far to set up their own version of fact checkers, which are funded through the CIA, such as Snopes, and now they have something called NewsGuard, where these people are found to have done business with the likes of George Soros, international criminal, claimed by, labeled by many foreign countries. They call George Soros an international criminal, but for some reason or another, you have fact-checkers here in America that have done business with them, and they want to tell you what's true and what's not true, and if they don't give you a green light, then everybody's supposed to look at them as the enemies of the state. And by the way, that's exactly what this is coming to. Mark my words. Those combined forces have already contributed to the overt policing of media critical of the U.S. foreign policy, such as the problematic fake news blacklist recently disseminated by the Washington Post. Guess who's on that, friends? Anybody that tells you the truth. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have many outlets out there. By the way, 1-866-582-9933. Go to Facebook, Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to march for babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.